Remember, learning math looks different at every stage, but the goal is the same: to explore, to grow, and to discover new ideas together. Let's start with something fun. In math, when you have two apples and you add three more, how many apples do you have? That's right, five. In algebra, solving for x means working backwards or using inverse operations. For example, 2x plus 4 equals 10. The inverse operation of plus 4 is minus 4, so we'll subtract 4 from both sides. 10 minus 4 is 6. The inverse operation of times 2 is divided by 2, so we'll divide both sides by 2. 6 divided by 2 is 3. Now that x is by itself, we have our solution. X equals 3. In calculus, derivatives measure slopes of tangent lines, or the rate of change for one point on a graph. This is not something algebraic work can identify, as slope found using algebra requires two points. For example, to find the slope of the tangent line for the function f of x equals x squared at x equals 3, we will first find our derivative equation. Using the power rule, we find that the derivative of the function, or f prime, is 2x. From there, we will plug in x equals 3 to our derivative equation. This means the slope of the tangent line is f prime of 3, or 2 times 3, which equals 6.